All right, let's take a moment now to talk about social media and the internet and how they have forever changed the way we relate to our memories. Earlier this week, I posted a picture on Twitter of a fence that I rebuilt with my dad, and it's likely that in a few years I'll see that picture again and remember the backyard project fondly. But the internet also has a way of reminding us of sad memories, of deaths that still haunt us, of miscarriages or failed relationships. Lauren Good knows exactly what I'm talking about. She's a senior writer with Wired. Her piece on this subject is headlined, "I Called Off My Wedding, The Internet Will Never Forget." Lauren, hi.
Thanks for having me on, Peter.
And wow, what a headline. What happened to you that gave you some very personal perspective on the long memory of the internet?
You gotta love it when an interview starts with, "What happened to you?" Yeah, so I did call off my wedding, and this was back in the spring of 2019. So this was pre-pandemic, and this was just good old-fashioned dysfunction and realizing that the relationship was absolutely not going to work. And it wasn't a short relationship. It was the greater part of a decade. And what I realized in the months and then eventually the years in the aftermath of calling off the wedding and ending the relationship was that I just kept seeing memories of both the event itself, or the planned event, which didn't happen, the wedding, and the relationship, the years and years of the relationship, because what had happened was our relationship had sort of coincided with my career as a tech reporter. I had started covering tech and consumer tech specifically in the early 2010s, and I was always trying all these new applications and services. And so I was like just constantly online and living my life through applications while going through this relationship. And what I found was that my digital footprint was just enormous and that I was just being flooded with all of these memories, even as I was trying to move on.
Because you had, as all of us do, or many of us do, just so many pictures and memories to be reminded of.
I have gotten a few remarks from outliers who say, "Wow, lady, maybe you're on the internet a little too much. Maybe other people aren't spending this much time on the internet." But I think a lot of us are, and a lot of us are sharing photos and tweeting and posting to Facebook and doing things sometimes without even really thinking about it these days, and leaving these you know, digital breadcrumbs, these trails of our lives.
Well, and speaking of breadcrumbs, I mean, one of the pictures that you were reminded of was an image of the breakfast that you ate and had posted a photo of the day that you decided to call off the wedding and the relationship. What was that like to see that picture?
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. I had made breakfast that morning and taken a photo of it, and it was very unremarkable. It was a fried egg. And then I didn't actually end up sharing it. What happened was later on, just as Apple Photos or Google Photos was kind of like resurfacing memories to me all the time, the egg photo popped up and I was like, "Why do I have this photo in my camera roll?" Oh, I took it that morning and I never ate the breakfast because I was so just distraught. I never ate. It's an unremarkable photo, but it's got so much emotion packed into it. And it's reminding me of something I really just don't want to remember. I just want to move on. And then it just kept happening.
Clearly, these companies see digital memories as an opportunity to make money. But do you think they also understand that it's a potential source of friction with their customers? Do they even care about that?
And I think more recently with stories like mine and some other reporters who have called out some of the more painful elements of seeing these digital footprints, these digital breadcrumbs all the time, I think there are some changes we're starting to see in the software that makes it less likely you'll see things that are painful to you. And you also have some manual control over what you see too. As I wrote in the story, these features are supposedly personalized, is a word we hear a lot these days with regards to artificially intelligent applications, but they still don't know you personally. And so the apps are not smart enough to know what you do want to see and what you don't want to see.
So if you wanted to be proactive and tell these companies to let your canceled wedding memories just be forgotten, is that an option at this point?
I don't think that they are particularly strong features. At the time, I did some reporting on Pinterest because I was being shown a lot of wedding-related Pinterest pins even long after I'd canceled the wedding. And Pinterest at the time said that they were aware of this problem and that they had introduced a feature that would let you, quote-unquote, tune your home feed where you could sort of unfollow entire topics that you were no longer interested in or were no longer relevant to you. instead of having to go through and unpin things one by one. But still, it required a little bit of work and it didn't really fix the problem for me. And then more recently, in some of the photo apps that people use, such as Google Photos and Apple Photos, we've seen updates that maybe let you select a person whose memories you want to change. You can do feature this person less or you know, don't feature this person at all in my memories. You can remove a single photo from a memory collage that they've put together if there's one errant photo in there you don't want to see. So there are these small tweaks, but they still require a lot of action on the part of the user.
Well, isn't that an important point? That if something traumatic happens to us, or there's something that we'd rather forget, like maybe that's not the solution. Maybe trying to never see a picture again of something that bothers us is not the best way to actually deal with it. And that's just part of life. It's being confronted by past memories.
That's right. And there might be some generational differences here. One of the people I spoke to for my article, Kate Eichhorn, is the author of a book called The End of Forgetting. And she writes a lot about how people from earlier generations, you know, may not have had that many photos, physical photos lying around. They certainly didn't have the number of digital photos that we now have. But they still would keep those photos, you know, in a box or in an album and go through them from time to time and point out certain things to younger family members. And, you know, this was your great-grandfather, or this was when he came back from the war, or whatever it was. Not all of those memories are great memories. Some of them may be painful, but they're an important part of maintaining legacy and also just, yeah, kind of confronting the past in a way. If you just obliterate every memory, every digital memory you've ever had because you want to avoid pain, I don't actually think that's the solution.
Lauren Good is a senior writer with Wired. We'll link you to her piece. It's headlined, "I Called Off My Wedding and the Internet Will Never Forget." Lauren, thanks for sharing your experience with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for your thoughtful questions, Peter. It was great to chat.